Georgia Congressman and President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, answered questions yesterday from members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. This was a courtesy hearing. The Senate Labor Committee will hear from Price next week, and that panel will decide whether to advance his nomination. With me to talk about yesterday's lines of questioning is Dylan Scott. He's Washington correspondent for STAT, which is a national publication covering health and medicine. And Dylan, what were some of the main concerns senators brought up about Price's nomination?
I think there were two main things that the Democrats specifically were focused on. One was on the policy side. They asked him a lot about the Affordable Care Act and how the consequences of what he and Republicans have proposed in terms of repealing and replacing that law. They also tried to pin him down during the campaign. President-elect Trump said multiple times that he would not cut Medicare or Medicaid, and most of the House Republican plans over the last few years would have included cuts to those programs. So Democrats, again, particularly zeroed in on that and tried to get Congressman Price to commit to not support any cuts to those programs as HHS secretary. And then the other thing that the Democrats pursued was these conflicts of interest issues that have been raised about Congressman Price over the last few years, over the last few weeks. There have been multiple reports about him buying stock in a company and then pushing legislation to support or to further the business interests of those companies. And while the transition team and Congressman Price said during the hearing that those decisions were made by a broker and he had nothing to do with them, there does seem to be at least one case where he was personally involved in the decision to purchase stock in a company that he later tried to support through his legislative activity. And so that's a big focus for Democrats, has been for the last few days and the last few weeks, and I think will continue to be moving forward.
On the policy front, did he commit to not cutting Medicare and Medicaid?
I would say he deferred to President-elect Trump. He said on another issue, which is President-elect Trump has endorsed allowing Medicare to directly negotiate the prices it pays for prescription drugs, which is usually a policy you hear from Democrats and not Republicans. He said that my boss is the President of the United States and that his job would be carrying out the wishes of the president. And so, again, also on the Obamacare issues and on Medicare and Medicaid, he was very deferential and I think did his best to not commit to any specific policy positions, but the sort of standard refrain from him was that Trump will be running the show and it will be his job to carry out the vision that President-elect Trump has for HHS.
Well, and one of those jobs presumably will be to oversee the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. He is on record as having some ideas about what maybe should replace it. Did he seem inclined to talk about any of those issues or what he might like to see in place of the ACA?
He was not, and it was interesting. At the beginning of the very beginning of the hearing, Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, the Republican chairman of this health committee that Price was appearing before, said very explicitly at the outset that he knew that Congressman Price and the Trump team more broadly had not finalized their plan for health care reform. And so he largely, it seemed like he was trying to take that off the table right at the start. And while Democrats did try to zero in on some of Congressman Price's plans in terms of, you know, he would largely push people, you know, people with pre-existing conditions would largely be directed to these high-risk pools that in the past at least have not worked particularly well at the state level. He would, you know, there are the Affordable Care Act included these requirements that insurers cover this broad range of services that Republicans and Congressman Price have proposed repealing in their previous plans for the ACA. And so there's this weird mix of Republicans have over the last few years laid out at least the broad outlines of a plan to replace the ACA, but especially President-elect Trump has made so many promises about how nobody would be hurt and how he wants to keep all these things about the law that are really popular that it's become very muddy about, and we just don't know at this point what actual plan Republicans are going to put forward and whether it'll be actually more slight modifications of the ACA and then we'll call that repealing and replacing, or if it's going to be a significant overhaul, the kind that Congressman Price has envisioned in the past.
Dylan Scott is Washington correspondent for STAT, a national publication covering health and medicine. Dylan, thanks.
Thank you.